Hi, we got here at Boca Raton, we got Keith Neumeier. Keith, you've got different hats going on, and you're wearing several different ones. If you can just tell us a little bit more about what hats you wear.
Well, when you say that, I have been in the mining sector for 40 years. I turned 65 this year, and so, you know, I've got, you know, I see a lot. And I put together a copper company early in my career in the early 90s, and it became quite a successful business. And I put First Majestic together in 2002 with the goal of becoming a 10 million ounce producer within 10 years. We achieved that, and which is quite nice. I put the company together when silver was $7 an ounce. When silver went through $10, we were parting it up, making money. You know, so our costs were below $10 at that time. This is, you know, 22 years ago. You know, now at $35 silver, our costs have doubled. We're around, you know, 18, 19, you know, kind of costs per ounce now. So costs have gone up. But now we're producing 32 million ounces of silver.
Yep.
So, you know, we're one of the largest silver companies in North America. You know, not a too bad place to be. I decided to put together a gold company in 2015, a company called First Mining Gold. Many people at the show, our shareholders, it's well known, it's been around. I took it public in 2015, and I bought a portfolio of gold projects in Canada. It had a market cap of $600 million. We raised a ton of money for it. We've got a couple assets, one's under permitting right now, and over the last 8 years, we spent $100 million on permitting for that one gold mine in Northern Ontario. And it looks like finally we see the light at the end of the tunnel, that it could actually get permitted here in the next year and a bit.
Okay, so you're thinking so the next 12 months?
When you're dealing with regulatory and
stuff,
it's always hard to really kind of pinpoint.
Right.
But we can actually see it happening now.
Okay.
You know, like a year or two, we're going, when is this going to happen? Right? We keep spending the money. And, you know, for a company with no revenues, you always have to sell stock. You have to always, you know, when I say sell stock, I mean raise money through selling of, you know, through private placements and so on. And it's just hard on management to constantly keep raising money. And you know, for First Majestic, it's a totally different story. You know, we have the highest treasury we've ever had in the company's history. Our balance sheet's as strong as it's ever been in the company's history.
Yeah.
I look at our cash reports, which I get every Friday, and it puts a smile on my face, like, wow, we actually have that much money in the bank? This is pretty darn good. You know, juniors are a different story. You know, they have to, like, First Mining Gold, they got to always go back to market, raise money. So it'll be nice to see that go from a developer to, you know, construction and a producer.
Yeah.
And now we can see that potentially happen over the next couple of years.
So, just so you know, you don't know me, this is our first time meeting, but I've followed you for a long time. I first heard about you from my colleague, Andy. I think you did one of his first interviews back in the day in his previous business.
Oh, okay.
And he got me become an investor of First Majestic Silver. Mm. And so when you think of First Majestic, when you think of silver, you can't help but think of First Majestic. You've got the track record, you've got the history, you got the respect of your peers. What made you decide, I want to go into gold?
Well, you know, gold is different than silver. And I looked at valuations. So, you know, gold and silver peaked out in 2012. And, you know, despite the fact I predicted silver was going to hit $50 when I was putting First Majestic together, which it did in 2011, I did not expect that silver was going to go all the way from 50 to 12, right? Which it did. And that was devastating to First Majestic at the time. Mm-hmm. We had to lay off about 1,500 people over the next, you know, between 2012 and 2014. We had to shrink our investment in Mexico or the mines. You know, we cut our exploration back down to almost nothing. We had to cut all our investments down to just rock bottom just to get through that period of time. What happened, you know, from 2014 to 2016, you know, there was this bottom of the market.
Yeah.
And I was looking at all these, you know, junior mining companies out there, and the valuations that they were trading at were just so ridiculous. You had mines or projects that had $100 million investments into them that were trading at $5 million.
Yeah.
Right. And they had like 1 million ounces of gold.
Right.
Sitting in the ground.
Right.
And you go, so whoa, like, you know, gold ounces were trading at $5, $7, $8 an ounce in the ground, and I just like, I had to do something here. And so I hired a team. Well, not high. I had my own team.
Yeah.
You know, for just I said, look, give me the top 100 mining companies or resource junior mining companies, and this is the criteria. I gave them a list of criteria, and give me a list. So it took them about 6 months, and they gave me a list. I said, okay, well, this is too big. Let's cut it down. So we started cutting down. We got it down to, it took us another 6 months, but we got it cut down to 10.
Okay.
The top 10 gold assets in North America, mm-hmm. which all were in Canada,
okay.
surprisingly. We didn't expect that was going to happen, but it just so happened that gold assets in Canada were trading cheaper than even in Mexico.
Wow.
Which is crazy, right? And so okay, fine, thanks very much. So I had these 10 targets. So I met with all the board of directors of those companies and
yep.
I said, hey, look, let's merge into a single company. And because you're not, your lights are about to get turned off. You got no money in the bank. You're dead in the water.
Yeah.
We put these companies together into a single company and it could be quite something of excitement, right? And I convinced 8 of them.
Wow.
So over the next 15 months, we acquired 18 companies. And eight companies, pardon me.
Okay.
And I raised the money for it, and as I said, it has a $600 million market cap. Today it's about $200 million, so it's come down from its peaks. But today, 10 years later, it's a much stronger company than what it was 10 years ago. But it's just cheaper, just because the market's just where the market is.
It's a great bargain.
Yeah, it's the market, right? You can. You know, the Lassonde curve, I'm sure your listeners know about the Lassonde curve.
Yeah.
You know, exploration, you go like this, development, you go like this, and production, you go back up. So there's a lot of developers in this first Majestic,
right.
You know, we're looking at that space, because
right.
that's where you get that dip, right?
Right.
That's where the majors say, hey, that's where the value is, because the developers, you know, people here in the retail audience, they don't want to buy the developers because they're all boring. Right? It's just like, oh, you're waiting for a permit, you're waiting for this, you're waiting for that. You know, there's no more drilling, no more exciting news, you know, so they just get ignored until you break ground on your mill,
mm-hmm.
and then things start to happen again, and people start coming back in. So that's where some of these companies are, and in the case of First Mining Gold, that's exactly where they are.
So is First Mining Gold, I'm assuming that's taken away, not away, but you're exerting a lot of your energy towards this project?
Very little.
So
I'm the chairman.
Yeah.
If I didn't have good management there, then that would be a problem. As a chairman, I'm not an executive chairman.
Okay.
I'm even though I'm an insider, I own a ton of stock.
Yeah.
I just bought some stock last week actually. But I'm not involved in day to day. The CEO will send me an email or phone me once every 2-3 weeks, and we have our board meetings every quarter, and yeah.
Can you tell us about the structure of the shares, the diluted, the options?
Of that company?
Of both?
On First Majestic, we have about 400 million shares outstanding.
Okay.
So it'd be have a market cap of something around a little over $4 billion, I think, in that range.
And how much would you say are insiders and institutions?
Well, I'd be the biggest, so... I'm around 4%, I guess, of that.
Okay.
I have to go do the math just to make sure I didn't miscalculate that. But, I'm the largest private investor.
Okay.
You know, I put the company together myself, of course. And, as the company's diluted, my percentage ownership when I put the company together was obviously much higher.
Right.
But over that's when the company was just being formed.
Right.
But over the years, I get diluted, you know, and, but you know, dilution is kind of one of those bad words, because dilution is only happens if the management wastes money, right? If we spend $100 million,
yeah,
in stock. Mm-hmm. We issue you $100 million because we want to buy your mine, right? You get your stock, you're happy with your $100 million for the stock.
Yeah.
Our shareholders go, you just issued $100 million for the stock. What do I get for it?
Right.
Right? Which is a fair question. But if that $100 million worth of stock that we just issued becomes worth $500 million, that's not dilutive. That's accretive. So that's a good investment.
Yeah. Right?
So that's how management teams should be measured. Not done pure dilution, selling stock and, you know, paying your salary.
Right.
That's dilution, right? Because you're not creating a benefit for your shareholders by selling shares, you know, private, you know, raising
money.
So
what's your secret sauce to do that?
It's never 100%. You know, I've made my mistakes over my career. And, you know, if you're batting 70, 80%, I think you're doing okay. I think that's, in my career, I think I've reached those types of numbers, but there's always a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, always you look at it and say, why the hell did I do that? You know, it's just like, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we're not perfect.
Now, I know who you are to an extent, but if you can tell us a little bit more about, for our audience, your track record, your history of what you've accomplished, your accolades, and along with that, what you've learned from First Majestic that you can take to First Mining Gold, and what have you learned that can replicate the same kind of success?
Well, I'd have to probably write a book to answer that question, and I'm also probably the wrong person to ask. You know, I measure my own success on how many jobs I've created.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was in Africa, you know, building the copper mine or the copper company, more than one project. You know, the year I started that company in 1992, there was me by myself.
Yeah.
Right. And it was a concept. Mm-hmm. Right. And by 2000, the year I left, we had 9,000 employees. So, and that was, you know, from my work. My, you know, of course, there's other people involved.
How many did you say?
9,000.
9,000. Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, of course, it took a lot of people to get there. It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
But that's how it starts. It starts with an idea.
Yeah.
Hiring the right people, getting the right assets, being able to get access to capital, to raise money, to get people excited about what you're doing. It's an entire effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a process. So, you know, and in a case like that, where you have 9,000 direct jobs.
Wow.
The incinerate jobs, you know, local businesses, you know, restaurants, you know, hotels, you know, manufacturing, you know, there's probably, you know, economists will differ on their estimates, but I use 5 as an estimate. So 5 times 9 is 45. So that company had impact on 45,000 people in that region of Africa. And that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So you look at what I've done in Mexico and elsewhere around the world and other projects that I financed, including First Mining Gold, you know, use those same kinds of numbers. And quite honestly, I've you know, created hundreds of thousands of jobs in my career. And I remember driving through towns in Mexico when I was putting First Majestic together, and there was no one under the age of 10, no, pardon me, no one between the age of 10 and no one between the age of 60 that lived in the town. It was grandparents and grandkids.
Wow. So that, you changed the whole neighborhood.
So, because there was no jobs,
right?
So everyone lived in the United States. So they lived in Mexico City or they lived in Guadalajara. So we show up with a drill rig and a plan. And within 5 years, there's 2,000 people there. You got a movie theater, you got, you know, a local general store, you got, you know, paved roadways, you got electricity, you got water infrastructure, the schools are built, you got kids in school with uniforms, you got soccer teams that are, you know, baseball teams, you know, you've got a bustling little community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was created from a single idea, right?
Yeah.
And that's what turns me on. When I drive through that town today, it's completely different than it was.
I've been interviewing leaders of companies for a while. You're the first person that has named jobs as a rubric of success. So since I've never heard that answer, I'm intrigued. So is that what drives you for, like, you're also doing First Mint, if you can tell us about that, and what drives you to do First Mint, and what that, first of all, tell us what First Mint is, and then what's driving you to do this endeavor as well as?
Yeah, well, First Mint is a 100% owned subsidiary of First Majestic Silver. So it's not, it is its own company, but it's a subsidiary company. So what was behind that was back in 08, we started selling silver directly from Mexico.
Okay.
We'd sell it, we'd transport it up to the United States and then have it refined. And then we would ship it off to mints. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to name the mints, but there's, you know, three or four mints that we used at that time for, you know, over a decade. And over the last couple of years, starting in about 2002, mm-hmm. they just wouldn't give us the metal. And we'd ship them, you know, refined bars and say, hey, look, we want that broken down into XYZ product.
Right.
And we'd wait months and months and months and months. And they just wouldn't give it to us. And so we ended up, you go onto our website at the time and you see sold out, sold out, sold out. And so we'd get contacted by investors or buyers of silver saying, hey, you guys are a silver company. Why the heck can't you supply silver? And we go, that's a good point. So in 2002, I decided to screw it and open up our own mint. So minting and mining are quite a bit different business. So we had to put together an entire new team, had to find a building, had to buy, you know, all the equipment and do all the training. And so today that silver still comes from Mexico, still goes to the same refineries it did before, but now it gets shipped to our own mint in Nevada. And we produce a variety of different bars and coins. And it's firstmint.com. And yeah, it's pretty fun. We're having a good time.
It's great. So you got First Mint, First Majestic, and First Mining Gold.
Yeah.
First Mining Gold is a big project where you're going on a new jurisdiction. You're expecting permits in the next year. If you can tell us a little bit about what you got going on there, the grade, the infrastructure around the area, and
there's First Mining Gold. I said the company bought eight projects.
Okay.
I said it was a consolidation of eight different companies.
Okay.
So we're specifically speaking about one project, which is called the Spring Pearl Project in Northern Ontario. And there's very little infrastructure. And that's one of the biggest challenges.
Okay.
So, you know, the government, and that's partly been the delay of getting to the point where they're getting to today, because the government's got to build roadways. They've got to get, you know, electricity in there. Mm-hmm. They've got, the local communities have to agree for the development for this, all this to happen, right?
Right.
So it's a big, huge political process that the company has to get through. But, you know, $100 million in, we paid $53 million for the company, mm-hmm. or for the mine. And the market cap of that company we bought actually had a $400 million market cap in 2012. And we bought it for $53
million. Wow.
And that goes back to what I said earlier about the big dip in mining stocks in 2014, 2015. They had already spent $100 million on that.
Right.
And we came in and bought the whole company for $53 million. And then we put in another $100 million, and now it looks like it's going to happen. So mining is a very patient process. At 65 years old, I just learned to, 30 years ago, I wouldn't be as patient as I am today. But, if you're a patient investor and you put your money with good management teams and right projects, you can do quite well. And I put my money where my mouth is. I own about 35 million shares of First Mining Gold. And I just bought 1 million shares last week in the market. My insider reports are there. People can go look at them. And I continually support the business and excited about it.
So for First Mining Gold, you say you have eight projects?
And we've been selling them off to finance. Okay. There's two core projects.
Okay.
One is Spring Pearl and one is Duparquet. One's in Quebec, Duparquet, and the other one's in Ontario, Spring Pearl. So these are two chunky, each one's 5 million ounces of gold.
Okay.
And they're quite different assets, but there's not too many 5 million ounce gold deposits in Canada.
Yeah.
So they're very unique but the other six companies that we had bought back in 2015, 2016, we've been bringing partnerships in, been selling parts of them to finance the other two.
Yeah.
So we've used that portfolio to finance the rest of the business. So it's been pretty interesting.
So Keith, if you can tell us about the capital you have for these companies and what you plan to do with the capital, I guess, for the next foreseeable future, do you have any milestones that investors can look out for?
First Mining Gold has no money.
Okay.
You know, when I say that, of course they have money.
Of course.
They got like $10 million in the bank, but it's a development company.
Yeah.
Exploration, development, which is most of the companies here.
Right.
They're always, you know, having to raise money until they get revenue. So, and that's just the mining sector. It's a very cash intensive business.
Yeah.
And investors just have to realize that, right? And when you get into production and finally get into revenue, then hopefully, if you're profitable, you can stop raising money. And First Majestic is at that time in its life cycle. There's been times where we've had to go to market. First Majestic has had to go to market and raise money during low metal price environments when we've struggled with certain assets. You know, we've had to raise capital with the banks. You know, fortunately today, our financials come out in a couple of weeks, so I can't tell you what our treasury amount is, but we're about $350 million in the bank last quarter, and I can tell you we're higher than that today. Our balance sheet is as strong as it has ever been in the company's history. So, you know, I get my Friday cash report from my finance department, and I look at the bank account, and I go, you know, it puts a smile on my face. So,
this is for First Majestic Gold.
First Majestic Silver.
First Majestic Silver.
That's right.
And then First Mining Gold is on the developmental stage.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can share about First Mining Gold that would excite investors, the like milestones?
Well,
that
permitting is a big thing, right? So, because as I said, the Lassonde curve, and I'm not sure if people want to look that up, but you know, he's very famous Canadian guide of founder of I should know that Franco-Nevada, founder of Franco-Nevada, and so he came up with this Lassonde curve, they call it.
So where are we on the curve?
First Mining Gold, we're right at the bottom, because that's your development period, right? That's when investors don't care. Because whenever you rely on a government to do anything, investors just kind of get bored and they don't even want to worry about, because no one knows when the government's going to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, you keep pushing, and, you know, you kind of wonder, right? And eventually, hopefully, the government's agree in your favor at some point.
Right.
After you spent X amount of money. And then if that does actually happen, then you know, you go through a re-rating, because then all of a sudden all the big guys, the big gold companies, they don't want to buy you during this whole permitting phase,
right?
Because it's too risky for them.
Right.
They could buy you and then wait another 10 years. So why would they do that, right? And the board of directors won't let them do that. So they have to wait for that permit to be in place, then they become a target. Right, and then that's when you get your re-rating. So that's when you start going back up again.
Yeah. Well, I love what you're about. I've never met someone who puts the rubric of how many jobs. Now, as you look forward to your prospective future for these three, you know, two companies and First Mint. As a subsidiary of First Majestic Gold or First Majestic Silver, what's in it for you? What excites you? I've never asked this question, but I've also never gotten this answer from anybody. So I'm curious. What excites Keith Neumeyer, and just want our listeners to know you as a person?
Yeah, you know, I like building stuff. You know, I have, you know, all my life. You know, when I was walking through the streets of Zurich just a couple of weeks ago, and you know, there's a construction project going on, and I stopped and I just watched the workers do their job, right? Because I'm saying, that's interesting. And you know, when I'm walking through a mill in Mexico, I'm not an engineer.
Like,
I came from the banking sector, but I know a lot about engineering and I know a lot about geology. But you know, I've actually, you know, told engineers a better way of doing things on site, you know, at a mill, and then turn some heads, you know, and say, oh, and they would agree with me. Oh, that's a better way of doing it. So, I don't know. I just love doing stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, for those who don't know the companies, if you can tell us, our followers, how to find you, if they have any questions, if you can tell us about the tickers and websites, yeah,
sure.
These three things.
Well, I'm on Twitter or X, at Keith_Neumeier. You know, I don't do a lot, but you know, every now and then, all the First Mining Gold, all the First Majestic Silver news releases will go out on my X feed, and other companies that I'm invested in or interested in that people may want to, you know about, I also have on my feed.
Okay.
Or go to just firstmajestic.com, 1-800 number, call in anytime. Firstmininggold.com. Both of them have X feeds as well, and they're active on social media. So we're easy to find. Trading symbol for First Majestic Silver is AG. Easy symbol, AG in Toronto, AG in New York. And then trading symbol for First Mining Gold is FF in Canada. And the US symbol, I actually don't know it off the top of my head. But,
And then First Mint is the website?
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, firstmint.com. Yeah, just go there. It's not publicly traded, it's owned by,
yeah,
but it's got its own website. So go, it's an e-commerce store, you know, easy to use, you know, you buy your silver. You know, we think we're pretty reasonably priced. The differentiation between us and another company that is just a mint, for example,
yeah,
they have to go buy their silver from someone.
You make yours.
Yeah, and they buy their silver, then they have all their costs on top of that to produce a product.
Right.
And then they hopefully make a profit on that, so they actually jack it up a little bit.
Right.
After that, we don't have that same, we have our mining costs.
Yeah.
Which are, as I said earlier, about $20.
Right.
So you know, we have a lot of flexibility. You know, we don't have to go buy our silver, we produce it.
Well,
mine to mint. That's our logo, mine to mint.
Awesome. Well, full disclosure, I have traded in and out of First Majestic Silver. I am not right now, but that may change. I'm a huge fan of yours, always will be. Thanks for being on our show.
Great, well, nice seeing you. Nice meeting you.